You're listening to KCBX News. I'm Benjamin Perper. As the seat for Slo County's clerk recorder remains open since Tommy Gong resigned, the county's clerk recorder office is busy preparing for the governor's recall election. KCBX's Angel Russell reports.
A recall election seeking to oust Governor Gavin Newsom will take place on September 14th. According to the Secretary of State's office, there have been 54 efforts to recall California governors since the power was put into state constitution in 1911. Only one succeeded, and Governor Gray Davis was recalled in 2003 and replaced by actor Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It is historic, and we're dealing with, you know, unprecedented times coming out of what we just have dealt with the last year and a half.
Slo County Clerk Recorder Deputy Director Helen Nolan says preparing and planning for an election usually takes 6 to 8 months. But with the recall, her staff is pulling in extra hours.
Since this recall was officially announced, we've only had 75 days to prepare for this one, a countywide full-scale election.
Ballots will be mailed out on August 16th. Voters will be asked two questions. Should the elected official be removed from office? And if the official is removed, who should take their place? If more than 50% of voters say yes to the first question, then the person with the most votes in the second question will replace him.
If more than 50% of all voters vote no, then he will remain the governor. And you don't have to vote on both questions. You can vote for a successor, even if you decide to vote no on the recall question.
While everyone will receive a mail-in ballot, there will also be in-person voting places. Nolan says how that'll look with COVID-19 will depend on what happens if restrictions and guidelines change in the coming weeks.
We're not entirely sure what that's going to look like. We just ask that voters be mindful and respect those safety measures, and remember that we aren't totally free of the pandemic just yet.
For KCBX News, I'm Angel Russell.